Nicholas Singleton did not practice this week. He was out Monday alongside Tony Pollard and Kalel Mullings, per Jim Wyatt at the team's website. And while Pollard returned Wednesday, Singleton was still listed as missing time at Friday's joint practice with the Seahawks, per Austin Stanley and Easton Fries at A to Z Sports. No outlet in the week's coverage attached a diagnosis or a timeline beyond the soreness he was managing when the absence began. The backfield did not wait. Pollard came back and ripped double-digit runs with a red zone touchdown Friday. Tygie Spears posted a practice-high 6 catches Monday, and Julius Chestnut, Dernis Johnson, and Michael Carter all found the end zone in the joint practice, per Wyatt. That last group being the depth Singleton is competing against for a roster spot and return duties. Back in June, we kept our promises small on the fifth-round rookie. Nobody can tell you what he produces behind two backs his coach calls bell cows, and the checkable things were special teams involvement and health. A standout joint practice 2 weeks ago said the burst survived the foot surgery. Two quiet weeks since have said nothing further, and the cut down to 53 is next Sunday. What to watch? Whether Singleton practices at all before cut day, and whether he appears in tonight's game against Seattle or the preseason finale, a rookie who closes camp without another live rep is leaving the roster math to others. We'll check after cut day. Data via NFL Verse.